Now, I've been talking to my guest off air, who is Gavin Perrett from Will Protect. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Every day is different in our business. I'll give you an example, actually. You might think that a will writing business and estate planning business is can be quite a somber business, but actually we had an example last week of a really happy thing that happened. We have a client. He's an 87-year-old gentleman, and sadly he lost his wife 5 years ago. He then decided to sell his house and move into a care home. I got his financial advisor, who I was the liaison between us, called me up out of the blue a couple of weeks ago, and my instinct was, oh goodness, I hope he hasn't passed away. But far from that, he's actually fallen in love with the lady in the next room, and they're getting married in October.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's lovely.
So the reason he got in touch was he wanted to amend and update his will to reflect his new circumstances. So it's nice to know that every now and then there's a nice story which we can be part of.
Oh, that's nice. Have you got an invite, do you think?
I haven't yet, but you never know.
You never know. Now, let's talk about how important it is to have a will. And also, is it 18?
That's correct, from the age of 18. People's circumstances will be very different. I think I've mentioned before, Michelle, for young people, you've got a young couple with children, then you definitely need to have a will in place to appoint guardians for your kids. And as your circumstances become perhaps more complex, as life becomes more complex, then again the planning can then become more involved.
It is not a fortune to get a will done.
Absolutely. For a couple of £100, you can organise a basic will which will cover the foundations, and then as your circumstances change, you can add things on, and the costs do increase the more complicated your world is, but they can be increased at your pace, incrementally, so that your budget is taken into consideration, and also how you justify spending your money. That's not for me to judge on. That's for you to ascertain. So knowing that there is a stepping stone approach, I hope is helpful to people.
You do offer a service where you'll go to people's homes.
We do. Well, first of all, Saxon House in Chelmsford, which is where we are based, we do have disabled access there, just to point that out. But we've always had, and we always will have, a service where we will visit clients in their own home, if they're elderly, if they're infirm, and also perhaps if they're at the early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia, taking them out of their natural environment can be disorientating for them. So we don't want to add any stress to that. So our staff will go and visit people at home, not just to take the instructions, but we will come back with the wills ready to be signed by witnesses, so we can keep everything consistent and not, we don't want to alarm anyone at a time of their life where they might be feeling vulnerable. Generally, the way that it works is a client will come to see us. We will ask them about what their priorities are. Some clients might be worried about marriage after death, the divorce and separation of their children, generational inheritance tax, maybe care home fees, whatever it might be. We need to have a conversation with that client to establish what their anxieties and their concerns are. We will then conduct a detailed fact find so that we have the full picture of their circumstances. At that point, we will then send off the fact find along with our supporting soft facts to our legal team, who will then present a full legal recommendation that is specific to that particular client. We will then email the clients those details with a full cost breakdown, and then invite them back into the office to then run through the content with them, explain everything to them, and then have a conversation about, look, what do you want to do right now? Do you want to do everything? Do you want to do some of it or part of it? And then we can arrange another meeting for signing application forms and getting things moving. But you know what? At the end of the day, we will work at the pace that's right for the client. So there's no hard and fast rules. Some people are very, they know what they want from the outset, and we can act quickly for them. But if people need to stagger things over several meetings, then that's for them to decide, not for us. There's no point using terminology that nobody understands.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the reason why on our website we have some videos in the form of cartoons, which explain in 3 minute snapshots of the different things that you might want to consider with your estate planning. And our meetings are no different. They need to be relaxed. They need to be spoken in language which the clients understand. And that way everything moves along a lot more smoothly.
Yeah. Your review service, tell us about that.
A lot of our clients have existing wills in place, and maybe they were written recently or quite possibly a long time ago. I think a lot of people make a will, then forget about it, and they may have forgotten the conversation that they had with the solicitor or the will writer that's arranged it for him in the first place. So what we do is we offer a free review service. So a bit like when I was speaking a moment ago about conducting the financial fact find, we can do that. And in addition to that, we can then get a copy of the will and send both to our legal team. There's no cost for this service whatsoever. It's purely exploratory. And one or two things will happen. The legal team will come back and say, well done. You've done everything correctly, and there's no need for you to do anything differently. Or alternatively, maybe they'll say, look, actually, it's not a bad will, but there are a few gaps here, and we've got some recommendations that we can make to make everything watertight.
But it isn't just for individuals, but it's for people with businesses as well.
And again, it's just a case of, look, if it wasn't documented, it never happened. Mm. Have everything documented, and everything will be okay. And a business will stipulate that if you've got two directors who are unrelated, and they have partners, domestic partners, if one of the directors passes away, there's no guarantee that the surviving spouse is going to want to go into business with the other director, or vice versa. Yeah. So we can look at putting things like cross-option agreements into place, and putting business clauses and business trusts within your will to make sure that everything is crystal clear, and to ensure that in the event of your death, we've minimised all of the hassle and everyone knows exactly what they're dealing with.
Seminars,
educational seminars, yes. No less. Yes, again, next week on Tuesday the 24th of July, we have our estate planning seminar at the Merry Green Manor Hotel in Brentwood. People will arrive from 6:30 and it will start in earnest at 7:00. Everyone's welcome. There's no cost to this event at all. It's not a selling exercise. You're not going to be pressured into buying anything at all. This is literally an opportunity for us to showcase the level of service that we provide to all of our clients, an opportunity for you to learn about estate planning, about protecting your assets, protecting your loved ones. And it's a really good conversation. So it's interactive. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions either at the seminar publicly, or you can come up to us afterwards. We're not running off straight away at 8:30. So if you'd like to ask us something privately afterwards, you have an opportunity to come and do that. And of course, you then have an opportunity to come and see us to talk about your own specific requirements.
Now, you get loads of fantastic feedback, as you mentioned earlier. How long have you been in business for?
Me, Gavin Perrott, I've been in business for 21 years, yeah. Which is astonishing. And Will Protect is one of three businesses alongside Hawkhurst Alternative Investments, yeah. And Little Perrott, which are our property investment businesses and our mortgage brokerage, respectively. And we've been running since 2010 in yeah. that capacity. We get great feedback and testimonials. We're really, really big on client service. So we do send out client satisfaction surveys after the end of every transaction because, you know, we might be able to improve somehow. If we don't get feedback from our clients, then we don't know how we can improve, and there's always room for improvement. It doesn't matter how long you've been in business, there'll always be some comments, constructive or otherwise, which will shape how we do things in the future. So we welcome your feedback, and we want to cooperate with you on an ongoing basis and have a ongoing lasting relationship that covers several generations.